keepsakes.
Keepsakes.
An emotional video for love song.
Faith cosplay summit.
Yeah, those major events, it won't die. It will just add new concept.
He did it 100% here. He did it well. He's no longer named.
This is Keepsakes, the podcast. I'm Jay Ogonoy. This is episode 52 of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. And I'm back after a long radio silence in the podcast. Thank you for bearing with me. This episode right here is part of my feature on Cosplay Tanabata 7, which happens to be its last Cosplay Tanabata in Baguio City. I'll tell you more than about that, no? But first, Again, we've been through a lot of things. We've been through World Cosplay Summit. Ngayon, diretso tayo sa Cosplay Tanabata 7. And by September, I'll be giving you a hint that I'll be moving to the platform that let's say yung blog natin. I'll be moving my blog to a different platform by September. Siguro by October, it's fully functional na, no? But I'll be doing a beta phase muna, of course, as with everything, as with the transition of the platforms. Because it's time for me to grow up from the Medium platform going into the WordPress platform back again. And I'm excited to do these things. Namiss kong gawin to sa personal side ko because in a sense I've been maintaining our WordPress websites before and that will be one thing that will be coming up in the next few months kasi we'll be transitioning from this small project why not gawin natin tong side hustle. It's age of content. Everybody can do content. Maybe it's time for me to decide upon this. Syempre, maikli lang naman ang buhay. We have one life. Let's make good use of it. And we only have one platform. Actually, we have three platforms. Ano? Of course, we have Anchor, we have YouTube, Facebook, and we have the Medium as our blog platform. So, I gave you a hint of what's going to happen in the next few months. So we will go back to episode 52 with a guide on how to actually get to Baguio. For those who haven't been to Baguio, you can go to Victory Liner if you're from the east and north side, yung mga taga Quezon City, mga Valenzuela, mga taga Pasig side, you can go to Victory Liner right away. And Victory Liner offers bookings online at least a week before you actually move kasi kung within the week na yung galawan mo, if for example you're going out on a Friday next week, you have to book it parang around a week's time before, a week before kasi sinasara nilang online bookings pag 1 week na. So Every booking so far, every available trip schedules, except for the week that you're supposed to, are available online at victoryliner.com. And that's how I did the rest of my bus trips. Of course, may convenience fee yan, pero hindi na kayo pupunta diretso ng Victory Liner. No? They have offers there, pero it's up to you to go to the nearest Victory Liner terminal. But if you're from the south, Pangasinan Solid North Transit offers point-to-point bus from the Pitex to Baguio and Baguio to Pitex. And they're rolling it out right now. So, mabilis na siguro if we're talking about P2P, point-to-point, wala nang stopovers to eh. I believe wala nang stopovers. So, you might as well go to Pitex and check out the Baguio P2P. If you are coming from the South Las Piñas, Pasay, Paranaque, and of course, iba naman yung Camanave area, Victory Liner yan eh. But yeah, there are two ways to get to Baguio if you're from Metro. So, That's one thing, and there are many places where you can stay in Baguio, one of which is Station 120. The bedded bat at Station 120 costs around originally 600 pesos, but you can get it at Agoda around 500 per night. And yung pad na, if you're talking about the 500 pesos, it's a bed and electric fan, just perfect for ano, just okay para dun sa kumbaga parang quick stay mo. Kung tutulog ka lang, you get the 600 pesos pad, and then shared CR na rin yun. So yun, another thing about Station 120, they also have specific rooms. You can check out their you can Google them, Station 120 bed and bath at Station 120 po. That's where I stayed for siguro the last day of my trip to Baguio before I go back to Manila. Ang ganda nga eh, it's because it's in the city, and it's quite a walk from SM City Baguio, pero in a few steps away, medyo may kalayuan. You can actually go to Burnham Park, you can actually go to Session Road. And speaking of which, it's a Sunday when we start recording this. Yung Session Road po is sarado yung pataas na side. So it's everything pababa side until 9 PM yan. And yeah, it's a time to actually climb or hike Mount Session Road. And I mean joke. Ayan. So really that's another attraction. Ilan lang naman ang attraction sa Baguio so far if you're going to search online. Pero Mines View Park is there, medyo malayo siya sa akin. So I stayed within the city, Burnham Park, Session Road, Abanao Square, SM City Baguio. And yeah, namili na rin ako ng pasalubong. So, good times. Now, we will talk about the event and the Cosplay Tanabata 7th. It's their 7th edition of the festival, no? And they held it at a different venue compared to the previous venues where they held it. Kasi last January, I went to the FBR Gymnasium, and it's quite walking distance from Victory Liner Terminal and SM City Baguio. It's quite nice. Kasi kahit pa paano, kahit long walk siya, parang hindi maramdam na long walk eh. It's magkakalapit lang yung mga yan eh. Compared to Newtown Plaza, which in case to check out the distance, you have to actually go and rent hail a taxi. Ang taxi nila doon, hindi yung taxi na taxi. Ang taxi nila doon, parang FX. But you don't call it FX there. You don't call it a Tamaraw FX. It's a taxi. And since Baguio has aircon everywhere, they don't need to turn on their ACs. So, yeah. Ang maganda lang sa ano, compared to the rising rates of renta cars, mga Grab, mga taxi dito sa Manila, half ang babayaran mo. Kumbaga, if you're paying 150 here, you just pay around 50 pesos from the event venue back to the city proper. Mga 50 to 80 pesos. Depende sa distance, of course. Pero ang flat rate nila doon is 35 nowadays. And, yeah. That at least I gave you a way on how to deal with the taxi. So, hindi siya na, ano, kumbaga parang bibigyan ka ng hingi, pwede ka humingi ng resibo and all that. And I'm happy with the experience there sa Baguio. Kasi if you're talking about traffic, yes, there's still traffic, pero it's quite the same as traffic in either Cebu or Davao, pero not as bad as Manila's. Manila's traffic is always bad. It's the peak bad of all bad traffic in the Philippines. Enough with the political chit-chat. The event, again, is held in the Newtown Plaza Event Center. Kaharap lang po niya yung hotel in which I also stayed. Thank you very much. This event is held in the upper level of the convention center. Kasi ang event center has two areas. I think yung sa baba is a ballroom and upstairs is the convention hall, so to speak. So yes, it's if I were to compare the size of it, siguro Mega Trade 2 will fit. Yeah, siguro Mega Trade Hall 2 is we're good with the size of Mega Trade Hall 2. I'm not sure with the exact size of the event venue, pero it's an event venue. It's a good event venue. It's really good. I mean, sabihin natin pwedeng Mega Trade 1, Mega Trade 2. I think Mega Trade 2 is the biggest. Mega Trade 1 siguro. Yan. We set the expectations fairly minimal muna, no? So yun, ano, pero it's spacious. It's spacious to me. Mataas ang ceiling nila and you can fit in a lot. And one thing that I noticed about these events outside the metro, kasi sa Metro Manila, we have this booth systems called Octanorm na isa ilan lang distributor dito, or I think isa lang, eh, no? The other places don't, somehow can't afford to have Octanorm with them. So, in my case, kasi we don't have that booth system na white yung mga puti, tapos parang bakal-bakal. That's Octanorm, ano? And the activities there are well managed. So, kumbaga, balance sila. Kasi on the first day, we have the karaoke contest, we have the fashion show, courtesy of the Philippine Gothic Lolita community. We also have the Orihimen Hikoboshi. This is a contest, kumbaga parang, let's call it the Mr. and Miss contest of cosplay Tanabata. It's a tradition. And on the second day, we have the cosplay day, solo and tandem cosplay competition. And then, kung sino man nanalo dun sa day 1 na karaoke contest, they will perform on day 2. And napansin ko, so far, is that yung some cosplayers actually have 2 sets of costumes. So for the event, they have 2 sets. They have something to wear on day 1, something to wear on day 2. And really, it's amazing. Kasi, akalain mo yun, nakikipagpicturan ako sa mga, ano, day 1, nakikipagpicturan ako. And then I thought, okay, sino to? The following day. Oh, sino to? Really, sinasabi nga ng mga organizers, Baguio is a tight-knit community. It's small in a sense na makikilala at makikilala ka by face, by name, or by how you work. And I'm yun yung mga gusto nating communities, eh. Hindi masyadong malaki like the old times. So yun, ano, the whole event spans from 10:30 to 6 p.m. Probinsya pa rin kung totoosin ng Baguio. That is the city of Baguio, but it's still in Benguet province. And the only active spot right there is yung city proper na the center, which is Session Road. Yeah, may makita ka, may mga 24 hour na fast food dyan. But yeah, the rest looks and feels like probinsya with aircon all the way. And ito talaga yung ano, off peak season nila, eh, nung ginanap nila tong event na to, eh. It's off-peak season sa Baguio, meaning wala masyadong pumupunta sa Baguio at this time. It's rainy season, so nobody schedules cosplay events. I think nobody schedules cosplay events during the summer season except for malls. I'm not sure. Verify natin info niyan sa mga organizers. Pero really, I am amused. I actually want to stay for more than a week there. I actually want to work there. Kasi iba yung opportunity sa Baguio, iba yung opportunity sa Manila. But then again, we have to go back to reality. And proceeding with that, we have yung mismong event. I talked about the cosplayers earlier, no? And of course, we go now to day 2, cosplay day. Ang dami mga cosplayers na dumating on that day. Mas marami pa nung kesa sa day 1. But here's the thing. The only thing that I realized na wild ang Baguio cosplay community is when I saw a lot of skits na talagang is either action pack or talagang tulakan kung tulakan and whatnot, and kung ano, talaga sobrang wild eh. They really go all out in their skits. Cosplay Tanabata 7 is my reflection of the Baguio's cosplay community, in which nakikita mo sabi nga kanina pagkakakilala lang tayo dito, sinusuportahan natin ang isa't isa, and then when you're on stage it's like wow, yun yung masayang feeling eh. setting other things aside, yung feeling na connected ka sa you're a small community, and the fact na iilan-ilan lang kayo, again, you know people by face, by name, or by their cosplays, in which case solid tayo dyan. And really ang kinagandahan ng community is that they love memes. They really, really love their memes. They really do. So much na I went wild during the concert. Nakunan ako on video. And yun nga, sabi ko nga si Marco, he made Photoshop and all that. He made memes. So, really, really. And I'll be detailing more of this on my videos that will be shown on YouTube, on Facebook, and at the moment, as I produce this episode, I'm already creating my narrative, ano? So, kung tinatamad kayo makinig or gusto nyong basahin yung points ko, of course, kasi iba naman yung nakikipag-usap ako sa inyo as you listen, iba yung nagbabasa kayo. I'm already doing these things na. So, before we continue, we will take a break and mention ko lang yung ibang events na napuntahan natin within this week. August 24 was MisakiCon 2019 at Lucky Chinatown Mall, and bigla lang ang pagpunta ko dyan. But, nandyan yung mga kilalang mga cosplayer that also produce their own cosplay prints, their own gravure prints. And nagugulat ako eh, how in the world they got these people? I mean, they are people of culture. This is on a positive note, ha? Kasi at last, yung mga nakikita ko sa Facebook feed ko, I can see them in person, I can greet them in person, and it's a great feeling, it's a good feeling. Of course, may mga fans tayo dyan na bumili ng sarili ng prints. Some cosplayers had their prints sold out kasi tama lang yung pagprint nila, sakto lang. And hindi natin na papalampasin yung fact na nandiyan din yung MNL48. So MNL48 was there, and buti na abutan ko pa sila. Yun nga lang at the last few minutes of their stage time. So that's how MisakiCon works. MisakiCon is actually part of Lucky Chinatown's Asian Fest EpicX. Tama ba? Asian Fest EpicCon. And I think it's a parang a gathered event series ng mga iba't ibang mga orgs. And the venue is Chinatown, Lucky Chinatown Mall in Binondo. So yeah, that's MisakiCon 2019. I'm glad to be there after a long time. Antagal ko na hindi nakakating sa mga MisakiCons. Moving on, at the same day, may event sa Marilao, Bulacan, which was Cosplay Idol Season 5. You can check out Naruto Cosplayers for that. Maraming mga cosplay craze eh. It's basically Tech Month sa SM Super Malls, and they are holding their own cosplay events. Pero yung of course iba yung SM Cyberzone cosplay craze na organized by cosplay.ph compared to the mall organized cosplay crazes, kasi meron sa Bulacan, meron din sa Baguio. At this moment, I think tapos na yung cosplay event sa SM Baguio eh, cosplay contest sa ano, which is also called Cosplay Craze. And siguro may marami pa mga magaganap na mga events. So I'll go through the list. There's this Call to Cosplay event at SM Taytay on August 31, and at the same weekend, Best of Anime 2019 is going all the way to September 1 at SMX Manila. Ito na yung sinasabi ko na September events, Cosplay Craze ng SM Cyber Zone sa SM South Mall, September 7, and September 14 to 15, I'm invited to visit Collecticon at Mega Trade Hall 2 of SM Mega Mall. Also, on September 21 to 22, at Chendecitas, Otaku Musica Festival 2019, their second run. And in Baguio uli, there's this first North Hobby Expo, September 26 to 28 at the Baguio Country Club, Cordillera Convention Hall, Camp John Hay. And let's not forget, Cosplay Mania 2019, September 28 to 29 at SMX Manila. See you there, especially I'll be seeing you specifically at the Boiled Curry Meet and Greet. That is my promise. October, we have the Mindanao Cosplay Summit at SM Lanang Premier Davao City, free admission, October 6 to. And aside from Reika, she is bringing with her, I believe, two more cosplayers from her company, 12 Company. Because Reika is not just a cosplayer, not just the costume crafter, not just a consultant to the WCS in the Philippines, not just a resident judge. She's managing her own company, which is 12 Company. I believe this is together with Kaname, if anyone remembers Kaname. And they basically handle management of cosplayers to other events. So, kumbaga, kung if you want to get to the cosplayer, if you want to invite a cosplayer, 12 Company will assist that for you. So, might as well check them out. BatCon at Eton Centris in Quezon City on October 19 para sa mga Batman fans. Naruto Day 2019 sa V-Mall Lobby ng Green Hills San Juan for Naruto fans on October 13. Cosmic Con 2019 on November 19 to 20 at Ayala Mall's South Park Muntinlupa just near Star Mall Muntinlupa. Tama, no? Star Mall Alabang, rather. And ESGS, October 24 at SMX Convention Center, Mall of Asia, SMX Manila. I'll be there. November is Coslandia from November 1 to 3 at SMX Aura, Taguig City. Comic-Con Grande will be on November 23 to 24 at Bayanihan Center. And on December, we will have Ozine Fest Anime Figure Special 2019 from the 26 to 27 December at Mega Trade Hall. Cosplay Matsuri from December 28 to 30 at SMX Manila. So, sunod-sunod na mga cosplay events yan. What up? Depende na lang kung taga East kayo, taga Central kayo, or taga North kayo, or taga South kayo. It's your event. Oh, by the way, may gagawin daw na Halloween special si Ozine this October. So, do check their Facebook page out. Kakatapos lang nila ng Tanabata Festival, which unfortunately coincides with the Cosplay Tanabata 7. So, last few parts ng ating feature on Cosplay Tanabata. Siguro, I'll share to you a clip from one of the messages from one of the hosts who is also part of the organizing team, si Lalin. We will call her Laura.
Keepsakes.
Kasi alam ko, kasi I meet your names before na-achieve sila ngayon.
I saw one na nandun na siya sa dun sa mismo, hindi na TV, hindi na siya nag-TV. And I also seen a lot of exhibitors that start from very small businesses. Ngayon, ang gaganda na ng mga booths nila. And kami din, kami nag-start ng kami na exhibitor na kami! Recommend na lang kami! Pero kami for Tita Cosplay Events, we wanted to bring so much more to the cosplay community because you help us, we want to help you, we want to make this as memorable as possible because this is the last Cosplay Carnavata Festival. And that's the reason why we wanted to give you the best experience. As you've seen, maraming po sa events ng Cosplay Carnavata Festival, though they are part of the tradition, we've seen them years ago, we've seen them over and over being part of the program, we wanted to add more. We wanted to be as big and grand as the love that we have for the Baguio Cosplay community. So, without further ado, I'd like to welcome the team behind this event. Please welcome the members of Cortina Cosplay Events Baguio. May I call on our members? We have Ms. Clara Panganiban. Please come up the stage. So our next is we have Ms. Shelo Santos. We have Ms. Miu Tameza. Ms. Justin Marzat. Ms. Melanie Ong. Our baby, forever youngest and winsome, Miss Charmaine Cordovan! And of course, it's me, Nora Lopez, your host. I'm also part of this little girl group, huh? We are teen loving ladies who just want to enjoy and be passionate about the things that we do, okay? I totally just want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart. Maraming salamat po sa pag-support na sa amin! Thank you! Thank you! We are talking about the best Baguio!
Keepsakes. And I think that summarizes yung feeling na it's been a while since they held their Tanabata, and I'm happy to witness such kind of event na kung saan connected kayo, and really it's a good thing. Kasi sa ibang mga bansa, yung mga cosplay events, they hold it at hotels talaga. So this gives me that kind of feeling. I was wondering if you are able to hear clearly, ano? Pero yeah, I hope I checked it well. Pero that was Laura, or should we say Lalin. She's one of the event hosts and the part of the organizing team. Very, kumbaga parang, hindi ko alam kung nag-iiyakan tong mga to eh. Because they said it's the last Cosplay Tanabata. And really, my first and the last. So parang I'm very thankful for the opportunity that was given to me. And moreover than that, siguro if they will be organizing another cosplay event, siguro I'll be there in advance na. Yung hindi na ako pupungay-pungay, unlike what happened to me in January. Kasi pupungay-pungay talaga ako noon. I slept in the afternoon at one of the benches in the PFVR gymnasium, no, during cosplay buong kasay. Talagang antok ako sobra. I have to go back to Manila again. So yun, ano, that said, siguro marami akong mga bagay na hindi na-mention dito sa podcast na maaari ko bang i-mention on either the blog or either YouTube, on Facebook, on video. So watch out for those features. And siguro ang next activity natin is we're going to have an event again. We're going to have a Keepsakes Live at Dungeon Akiba on September 21st, Saturday. Dyan tayo magsisimula sa ano, yung kaninang in-announce ko kanina na patikim ko for the next few months. Yan, we'll start from there and we'll see where this goes.
That wraps up another episode of Keepsakes, the podcast. New episodes can be heard at anchor.fm/keepsakes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Leave your voice messages to this podcast through the Anchor app available on Google Play and App Store. Don't forget to visit me on social media for updates. Facebook.com/keepsakesbyj, Twitter at @jayagonoy, YouTube.com/jayagonoy, and my blog at www.jayagonoy.xyz. Shout out to Lee Rosie Bear for the music. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. Until next time.